feeling, it always comes through. So this is, they're saying that we're learning our lessons of delight. And so whatever I'm doing, so is everyone else. There is no I separate from you. We're all one. We're all dreaming this together. So we're all coming into higher advancement. So getting back to the storyboard, in order to receive today's transmission of light, I, the energy I associate with, had to be a bit lighter. And so what I received particularly was the need for love's attraction. So when they're saying that, I personally had to forgive myself. So there were places in my past history, past association, where I was still holding myself sort of like I was holding the sword out at her, like, don't you move a muscle. Like, I caught you red-handed. So we want to remember that there's no outer world we're trying to better, we're trying to right. Oh, I'm sorry, baby. That it's really about our own self-forgiveness, our own self-mastery. In other words, it's all about receiving ourselves in our higher placement. So as we do that, as we go abroad, as we surf the web of like extenuating kindness, we have to be kind to ourselves. So in other words, we're dropping we're dropping that false prejudice, we're dropping that false simulation where the ego is basically right, wrong, good, bad, and we're going up higher, because we can't offer that higher presence to one and all if we're not receiving it ourselves. Because what we're looking upon, how we heal the world, how we cast a shadow not, is to attend to our own darkness, to attend to our own circumstances within. And so in particular, what's arriving at present is where we lost compassion with ourselves, where we are still imprisoning ourselves. So we've got wars, we've got prison cells, we have all this because it's an extenuation of our own parting ways of self, where we've drawn like the curtains closed, like, no, you can't come in. So as we will proceed with delight, proceeding with delight is just imagining that you have a wand of light, or you have a clear association of your holy birth. Your holy birth is you took this lifetime to resurrect consciousness. So to resurrect consciousness means you're going higher, you're going above, you're going beyond past descent. So descent is really going to the lower extremities. In other words, just tying your hands, keeping yourself hellbound, keeping yourself like you didn't like pass the test in the past, so therefore you have to stay stuck. So any of these energies where you feel like you went amiss, or you feel like you could have done better. Now, because everything's really ourselves, what may be presenting is, instead of your own false identity, you may be holding that sword at someone else's throat. So again, when we're still holding judgment to ourselves, we're holding judgment to another. So vice versa. So in other words, it's just a mirroring emphasis. So where we hold the light for all to receive is only when we can accept our own brilliance. So again, we're moving from our physical eyesight, two eyes to one eye, to our divine eye, which sees the truth of self. Because in this lower extension, in the ego consciousness, we're always going to touch down. We always are, because we're always going to be serving the ego. And when the ego's kind of lost. So this is where, unless we give approval for vacancy from the prison cell, vacancy from the past, vacancy from, you got to sit there and learn your lessons, will never arrive. So what we're learning to do is to swallow our light whole. So again, receiving our light, vacancy is there's no one in the prison cells. There's no one in the dungeons. There's no one that we're blaming. There's no one that we're penalizing that we've held under false arrest. So as we will receive our banquet table, is who we are in our divinity. That is what we are here. That's what's been entrusted to us to come in to do acquaintance. In other words, to receive. So this whole story of warfare, which has been our linear life, what we're doing is we're resurrecting. We're going beyond the areas of extreme, meaning polarization, black, white, good, bad, right, wrong, into our higher circuitry. So our higher circuitry is we join hands with one and all. In other words, we see everyone, we receive everyone from that place of innocence where everyone has lost their awareness of their God self and they're on their steady return. So it's sort of like as we release ourselves, we release others. And so we're doing this in unison. We're doing this in higher circuitry. We're doing this because we took this birth to bring forth this higher claim. So the more that we remember that we're entitled, in other words, it's sort of like diving down into the water, but the idea is not to stay in the ocean floor. The idea is to then rise back up. So we're rising back up as a matter of convenience. In other words, we're really here to bring bring this state of awareness, of consciousness, to a new arrival. And we do that through our own self-applause. So they're saying, like, allow victory to occur. So you just imagine you may see shackles being released. You may see doors flying open. You may see aspects of yourself in all different grades and all different relationships, workplaces. You may have family and friends joining you. Whatever you receive, count it as your savior. In other words, the more that you release, the more that you discharge, the more that you welcome everyone home, the faster you come into your higher acquaintance. And this is what we're all doing. This is the great awakening. This is where we're all waking up at lightning speed. So the lightning speed, it's like, how do I put this in words? Like those that are destined to go first, please assemble. Please assemble. So this is where we're assembling to our light. We're assembling to our truth. We're assembling to our wholeness. And so however you receive it, your higher self's going to come forth with your true indicator and trust what you get. So I get like, you know, Scotty beam me up because that was in my file cabinet in this linear life. You may have Saint Germain escorting you. So trust what is relevant. The reason they want me to explain this so everyone understands what you're receiving. The reason I get Scotty beam me up is that idea of space travel, that idea of easily going beyond one customary level of arrival, because the more that we allow that, the more that becomes very certain. In other words, we're shifting our beliefs about what's real, about who we are, about our destiny. So as we receive that in comfort, now however everyone else is receiving, you're receiving it from your higher echelon. In other words, whatever serves you the most. It's remembering, it's sort of like to break bread with another. In other words, you're breaking bread with your own higher self. And so that has your due applause. That has your victory of faith. That has all that you need. Just imagine getting new textbooks, getting new circuitry, getting season, like the next season is here if you watch, like whatever it is. It's like you're going beyond. And so as we receive our terms of endearment, all of those old beliefs that were generationally based, what we were given, what took our attention downward when we were coming of age, all of that, they're saying, is burned at the stake. In other words, it's purified. it's no longer part of our pact. It's no longer part of our agreement. So what we want to remember is we create with our self-mastery, with our God essence out of our pronouncements, meaning what we proclaim, what we believe is true. So as that is burned at the stake, meaning as it's purified, as it no longer holds water, we now attest to our heavenly value. And I've got the King of Pentacles. So this is very, very powerful energy and our ability, Pentacles, to manifest in the material. So we're bringing our divine self into form, locking it in place, and they're saying securing it tightly. Securing it tightly, meaning it's here to stay. It's here to stay. It is, again, a testament to our own good faith that we are caring, we are adjusting to this higher platform, to this higher broadcast. And of course, they'll leave the ending word is, and forevermore. Forevermore is, well, I don't forget about it tonight, or I don't take it off tomorrow. So whether you consciously forget everything that occurred in this now present, this is like life bringing. In other words, the vibration, the attunement, the transmission, they're saying it's gently altered your very existence. The reason they bring in gently is so that we don't resist, so that we don't be like, oh my gosh, I'm not ready for this. I had a hard day yesterday, I want it easy. So gentle is just trusting that it's really about attuning to the light. It's really about attuning to our holy advantage. And so our ego feels like we have to be strong and tough and resist and find fault in someone else so that we're right. That's the teeter-totter. That's the seesaw. Someone has to be wrong so we're right. Or we have to find where we were wrong in order to find the right. So the belief in wrong, the belief in darkness, the belief that someone's actually outside of the kingdom, which is impossible. But this is what we draw upon, and this is like the linear journey where we're having this dream of non-existence. In other words, we're not really here. So we're coming back to our due placement where we actually reside. And so the more we remember we're beautiful beings of light, we're a part of a light family, and we're here to bring forth heavenly glow and witness. So we're responding to our own light. When I say that, I have the infinity symbol, but I have the infinity symbol drawn in light. So that's the attractiveness. That's the holy placement. That's the agreement. That's the follow through. That's what we're tethered to. And so that broadcast disposes the trash. In other words, where we not would normally look to an older recommendation, that broadcast of light lifts us higher in our journey. So this is where we touch hands. In other words, we jump to a new timeline, we jump to a new reality. So we're not trying to fix the old earth, we're moving into a higher station. And so we're doing this in levels, we're doing this like in mastery, stepping stones. So allow yourself to gently arrive. Allow yourself to be pleased. So to be pleased with, I stand upon my highest placement in readiness. And so being pleased is, and I'm pleased with my new graduated emphasis. I'm pleased with my new lifestyle. Receive this on all levels. That means our prior misgivings. That means where we were still like hitting ourselves over the head for days past. We free ourselves. We forgive ourselves. The more we forgive ourselves, the easier it's going to be to forgive all others, because all that self-judgment gets projected. So we're releasing. I just feel like an eraser, like just releasing the demotions. Allowing truth to reign. Allowing us to stay in our brilliance. And to be fortified. To be fortified, it's sort of like extra value. Whatever is needed will be offered with ease. Fortified, extra value. Pleasantly surprised what's available. Receive, receive, receive.